Relationship is the way in which two or more people talk to, behave towards, and deal with each other. There are so many different kinds of relationships, and one of the most intriguing ones is the open relationship. An open relationship means having more than one romantic or sexual partner at a time. It is an arrangement that both parties agrees that it's non-exclusive or non-monogamous, as one or both partners engage in romantic or sexual activities outside the relationship. The arrangement agreement aspect is the key to this relationship. Hi everybody and welcome to the Rainbow Channel. My name is Tony Polines and I'm your host. Today we are going to talk about open relationship. What is this all about and why people engage into such kind of relationship and rules that people should follow. So come and join me as we explore this rather peculiar relationship and learn from it. Hi everybody and welcome to the podcast. Today we're going to talk about a very interesting topic which is called open relationship. With me is a person who is in an open relationship. Please welcome one of my Twitter friend, one of my Twitter space friend from KBB Connect Space. Please welcome Jake. Hi, Jake.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me today. Parang it's been months since months. This is the invitation. Ngayon lang natuloy. Nakakaloka.
Pero ano ata, mate, I find it na there are timings for everything. Siguro no mga previous times, talagang hindi siguro siya timing, no, na pag-usapan. Maybe this time talaga, ito na yung timing.
Iba yung hugot ko, actually. Tumiming talaga siya na parang, okay, this is the time to talk about it again. Parang, I avoid talking about it like it has become my brand. Kasi sa KBB, di ba parang meron kaming mga topics na parang ito yung forte ko.
Mm-hmm.
And ayoko siyang mangyari sa akin na yun yung maging brand ko.
Alright.
Parang ganun. So in-avoid ko siya talaga. Once ko lang siya pinag-usapan before as mm-hmm. a topic. It's actually our first formatted episode. Pero, yun. Tapos yung second is about polyamory naman.
Right.
And then I never talked about it right after. Pero, nung minessage kita, I'm ready. It's actually after, this week lang ba yun? Yeah, I think this week or last week yun. Na, while I was speaking sa space, ang sabi niya, tapos, parang sinabi ko na I'm in an open relationship. Tapos bigla siya nagsabi, that sucks. Tapos, parang for about 2 seconds, medyo shocked ako. Tapos yung mga kasama kong speakers, sila yung nag-violent reaction. Pero at the back of my head, bago ako nakapagsalita, okay, this is the time. Okay, ready na ako. May message ko na si Tom. Talaga sabi ko, okay, I'm ready. We're going to talk about it again.
Okay, sige. So, first of all, I just wanted to, the definition of terms muna tayo. But before I ask you to define our own topic, I just wanted to define what is love. What is love for you?
Ay, naku, napakahirap i-describe niyan. Pero bilang Sagittarius na marupok. Charot! Bilang Sagittarius na marupok, ang love sa akin is a very dynamic feeling that you won't even know how to define it kahit naramdaman mo na siya.
Ganda.
Na yon. You'll never really know how to define it.
Uh-oh.
Even if you've already felt it.
And sometimes
ang dami niyang way to
ang dami niyang facet.
Ang dami niyang way to express sa iba't ibang klase ng tao, sa relationships. And it's just really,
you can never quantify it as well, no?
Ay, hirap eh. So parang naramdaman mo na siya in one way or form or the other, but it's really hard to define what love is.
So having said that, you define love, parang
i-kinoconnect yung love into a relationship, any type of relationship at all. And in your case, it's an open relationship. So how do you define open relationship in your own words?
In my own words, I think an open relationship is truly accepting that you can really love a person without beyond the physical attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Doon ko siya na-realize eh. Na parang, yeah, I love this person, but it doesn't mean na siya kami dalawa lang mag-sex. Talaga dumiretso na ako doon, no?
But that's I think that's the premise of an open relationship, because as always defined, even if you Google it or what, an open relationship is a relationship, pero ang premise is you are basically sexually open to anyone inside your bedroom or play outside your bedroom. But you are...
Or outdoor.
Yeah. It's true. Or quote-unquote in a relationship. Ganyan. Yeah. So yun yung sa'yo. Premise ba ng pagiging open relationship mo is because of you just wanted to have more openness with regards to sexual partners or emotional attachment, or I just wanted to meet other people where I can connect, and if something happens, something happened. If not, okay lang. I'm still in a relationship.
Sa akin kasi, sa akin journey yung pagpasok ko sa or ano, open relationship. Actually, ako yung nagloko. But I was really young. Siguro, ano, older sa akin yung partner ko. I was just 18 lang ako nung naging kape. And then, 2 years later, syempre, ako yung nagloko.
Mm-hmm.
Ako yung younger eh. Ako yung may raging hormones.
True.
Ako yung may raging hormones. So, parang, that's, parang, and, akala ko yun ah.
Ay,
katapusan na ito.
Hello. Ano pa ka-immature pa natin at that age?
I mean, parang ano, how would I say it? Sa mga taong kaedad ko, I'm already mature. That's why ang relationships ko ay mas matanda sa akin.
Okay.
However, yung hormones ko ay hindi sumasabay. Ang hormones ko ay ano, talagang super very active. Talagang mapusok talaga. Oo, yung tipong makindatan lang ako sa MRT. Let's go!
Talaga? Oh my gosh!
Oo, ganun ako. As in, 18, 19, 20. So, ganun. And then, so, panahon pa to ng, ano, I'm not sure if it's Guys for Men or Planet Romeo Days.
Oh my God.
Nag-message yung, syempre nahuli na ako, tapos nag-message yung partner ko sa mga, ano, narinig niya at nababanggit ko, nakaka-chat ko. And then, well, yung ano, na ina-chat na, ta-timingan na, while we had a sexual thing, we became really good friends. Tapos may partner na din siya. Foreigner siya.
Mm-hmm.
And then, instead na i-engage niya yung galit ng partner ko, ang ginawa niya, in-invite niya kami for dinner. Kasama yung partner niya. Tapos doon niya kami in-arrange. As in, inayos yung binigay yung proposal o para hindi kami mag-away. Or parang tinanong muna, mahal mo pa ba? Or not? Yun yung una eh. Kasi kung mahal mo pa, what's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Yun yung unang tanong, what's the problem? Do you, parang nakaka-appreciate ka pa ba ng beauty or nakaka-feel ka pa ba ng sex sa ibang tao pag napapatingin ka?
Mm-hmm.
And when you actually reflect on it, you still do.
Yeah, of course.
Tumitingin ka pa rin naman eh. And what's the difference between that and acting on it? It's just the act.
Mm-hmm.
So, why not do it with consent? Yun ang sinabi sa amin.
Mm-hmm.
Then it struck us na, oo nga, no, mahal pa namin isa't isa. We still look at other guys. Ang difference lang, eh ako, na-act ko, siya hindi niya kayang i-act pa that time. And ano kung magiging mixed na topic na tayo, but ano, nabaptism of fire kami. Paano, as a couple. Kasi ang ginawa niya para ma-break na yung ice. Sabi ko, oh, sige, sabi niya sa amin, we're inviting you to ano, to join an orgy. 2 days later we joined that. Oh my god, that's about I think 30 people.
Wow.
In a hotel. Oh my god, sabi ko, oh my god. Tapos, alam mo, siya ay shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos ako, I'm pretending to be shocked. Kasi okay, I have to guide him through it. Tapos ako, sanay ako sa crowds and I love being around people. Tapos parang, mm-hmm. Naman, nakahubad lang naman sila. Yun lang naman ang difference sa akin. Mm-hmm. Pero siya parang merong level of shock. Tapos parang sobrang reserved niya kung sinong lalapit sa kanya. Tapos mm-hmm. alam mo yung parang kang may ginaguide na bata sa ano, sa isang orgy. Parang siya yung bata this time.
Parang ginaguide sa pagpasok sa school.
Oh. Imagine, parang, hindi ako makalandi that time. May kailangan kong i-reserve yung sarili ko for a while hanggang makalandi siya. Hanggang makuha niya yung rhythm niya. Tapos after nakuha niya yung rhythm niya, okay, pwede na ako lumandi doon. And that the rest was history. Mm. Diba?
And how long you been together?
16 years. Mag-17 kami this year.
Wow, fantastic. Fantastic.
Diba? Parang, actually, ano eh, ano ba? Roller coaster ride talaga siya. Pero
I bet it is.
How do I explain it? Some people would say ang impression nila sa ano, may bad rep talaga ang open relationship. And nagigets ko 'yun. Kaya yung yung reaction na that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Ano eh, it's coming from the belief na naglolokohan lang kayo.
Uh-uh.
It's coming from that impression na hinihintay niyo lang
para to enlighten people who are not into an open relationship and who don't believe mm-hmm. on an open relationship and maybe contemplate not for them to be one kasi alam mo lahat ng bagay hindi para sa atin eh, hindi porket na
yes.
Open relationship you wanted to do it na hindi naman ibig sabihin na everyone is doing in a relationship. Eh, ikaw naman yung taong, I don't want to be in a relationship. I just want to be free. So everything is not for everyone. Sabi nga,
everything is not for everyone at one point. Parang kasi, ay naniniwala ko yung decisions natin at choices natin, very fluid. Parang mm-hmm. for now, siguro it's not for me. Baka mamaya tomorrow, uh-oh. With the right person, it may be for us.
Parang yung, parang may kinukoin ako na ano, pag siya bisexual, ay, bye yan, bye now, gay later.
O kaya metrosexual, isang metro na lang, kulang, bisexual na rin.
Correct, diba? Anyway, so going back to, so hindi ko natatanong kung paano nag-start yung ano yung discussion niyo about open relationship because you've kind of touched it already na that's how it started sa inyong dalawa because of
pero series of ano yun na discussions honestly.
Sige, go through with me kung anong paano kayo nag-discuss after that meeting with the other person, the other two person. How did you agree? We're going to agree na. Oh, sige.
Hindi, nag-agree na kagad nun that day. Pero ano, alam mo tipong, kailangan kong maging sure after that day, how does he feel about it?
Mm-hmm.
Kung na-enjoy ba niya?
Oh, you mean to say
mamaya kung hindi niya na-enjoy.
Afterwards, tong orgy?
Oo, kasi parang ano lang siya, parang, sige, we're going to try it out now.
Mm-hmm.
Hanggang sa, siguro fine-tune namin yung terms as we go along. Kasi, paano ba? Imagine, hindi naman siguro ano yung agreement namin in 2008 is the same or 2009 is the same arrangement as we are now. Iba yon, ibang-iba yon. In fact, ang ano namin noon, ang limit namin noon nung early namin, ang terms namin ay it's either a threesome or it's a group fun. Pero magkasama pa rin kami palagi.
Mm-hmm.
As in, nandoon kami pareho. Mm-hmm. So, hindi ako pwedeng mag-solo noon.
Mm-hmm.
At hindi rin siya pwede mag-follow up.
Now, naiba na yung bound, naiba na yung set rules?
Yeah, iba na. It changes. So,
okay.
May ano siya, journey siya for us, actually. Kasi kayo naman talaga magde-define ang relationship niya, I think. And I think hindi ako nagsisubscribe dun sa kung paano siya dinedefine ng any article, I feel.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's kind of easy for you na mag-say yes dun sa ano, dun sa pagkakaroon ng open relationship. Was it difficult for him to decide? Ano yung pinaka-main concern niya?
He's very conservative, honestly. Conservative kasi siya eh. Alam mo yun, very Catholic family. Hmm. Tapos, military background ang father. Something like that. Kaya, parang, tapos married yung parents. Eh, ako yung very liberate. So, parang, sa akin madali, sa kanya hindi. So, ano, mahabang pag-uusap and it's a lifelong ng, alam pa, pag-meet ng minds namin.
Mm-hmm.
Na kailangan naming pagbanggain yung mga prinsipyong nakagisnan at saka yung mga prinsipyong natututunan natin. We're actually building, you know, our principles and our ano, minds together. Mm-hmm. Kasi minsan talaga hindi yun magbabangga and we have to find a way where we can meet.
Mm-hmm.
So yun, I think yun yung journey ng couple and kapag hindi nyo nagagawa yun, dun kayo nag-aaway.
Kanina, you mentioned about meron kayong set rules, may mga boundaries kayo, ganyan-ganyan. Timely, I've read an article which was written by a person called Sanjukta Das. And Sanjukta Das is a sapiosexual, a pizza-loving cinephile, also a caffeine-headed individual whose day consists of bouts of contemplation about life and afterlife. She's basically a writer. So she wrote something about 8 open relationship rules that have to be followed to make it work. So if you don't mind, if you can indulge with me about these 8 rules and let me know if these are the rules that you actively or parang sinetbound nyo na ito yung rules natin and ola. Or, oh nga no, ito na pala yun, hindi namin alam na ito na pala yung rule, parang ganyan. So rule number 1, sabi niya, you have to be open about everything. So honesty, that was the best policy as always. When you are going for an open relationship, if you have one partner whom you consider your emotional significant others, do not hide the fact that you have other partners. Similarly, if you have multiple sexual partners, it would be wise to ensure they are aware of one another.
Siguro mga yes, yung mga later on. I agree with that. Pero kasi nung younger ako, nandun ako sa phase na I get excited about the things that I don't say and then I don't share.
Ah, okay.
Oo, yun yung fantasy nun eh. I get that. Kaya may ibang mga nasa open relationship kong kakilala na tinatago pa rin nila yung mga side quests nila. And I nagagets ko yun. Kasi ganun ako dati. Mm-hmm. But now, ano, if I wanted to do it with someone or may gagawin ako, I'm honest with it. Madali na lang siyang sabihin right now, I think. It comes with maturity and siguro, ano, yung comfort nyo sa isa't isa on saying these things.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi, hello, nakikita ka na nga niyang nasa banyo or and mm-hmm. everything and then naamoy mo na yung fart niya and all. Why not, you know, your sex comments? yung na-encounter ko last week ay na-encounter niya pala 2 weeks before and then we can, you know, we can discuss about it. So ano yung impression mo sa kanya? Parang magkumari, hindi mag-jowa.
Uy, Mars, ganito siya nung last week.
Oo, may ganun. Parang, ay, pareho pala yung experience natin. And actually, it happened once na parang ang na-encounter niya ay ano, the same as na-encounter ko. Nakakatawa lang. Tapos, ano, meron namang, ano, nirefer ko sa kanya yung na-encounter ko a few months back. Kasi sawa na ako. Payaram ko sa'yo. Sawa na ako. Tapos mag-discuss tayo. Anong na-experience mo yung na-experience ko? Compare notes! Nakakaloka, no?
Saya. Saya.
Kasi ganun na talaga eh. We reached that point na nag-exchange notes na kami. Na parang, ah, sige, next time na ma-encounter mo siya, try mo to with him.
16 years. The level of comfortability is sobrang na yung level of comfortability and the relationship and all. So, ibang level na rin kasi yun. Tsaka ibang level of maturity na din kasi yung relationship.
I think. Pero, I'd like to think that we're still immature at some point. Hmm. Pag or we're just, a little bit nuts. Yung mga times talaga na ganun. Kapag Mercury retrograde, hindi mo ako maintindihan today. Joke lang. Katatapos lang naman niya.
I get it. Okay, so rule number two daw, sabi niya, do not undermine the feelings of your other partners. So just because you have a primary partner does not mean you undermine the feelings of other partners. The very concept of an open relationship is also to open ourselves up to the idea that a sexual partner doesn't have to be less than a romantic or emotional partner. Here too, honesty will come in handy.
Hmm. Naiisipan ko kasi ako usually emotionally detached ako. All right. Pag other partners. Yes. Kasi ako yung madaling ma-fall. And magaling ako magpa-fall, honestly. And that's why kaya I have to be emotionally detached. Ganun. Pero kapag kasi yung mga earlier years namin, meron kaming naging 30. naging kaming third wheel. Parang, how do I say? Parang, ano nga ba yung term nun? Naging throuple. Ganun. Naging throuple kami. For a while, ganun. And, yeah. Pag ganung nagiging emotionally attached na kami mutually, we enter it.
Mm-hmm. Is it
nagiging polyamory na siya?
Is it because it's the same person over and over, hence nagkakaroon ng attachment?
Yes, I think. Would
it be easy kung iba-iba?
It's easier pag iba-iba, pero mas masarap yung minsan kapag masarap na paulit-ulit na. Merong ganun eh. Parang it's like an addiction with a certain person. And kaya yun yung sinasabi kong detachment. I don't like to ask a lot of details about the person.
Mm-hmm.
Parang if we're going to have sex, siguro let's limit the topics to sex. Hindi ko natatanungin kung anong political views mo, anong philosophy mo in life, anong trabaho mo, saan ka gumagala, do you love books or what not. And ayoko rin na tinatanong ako ng ganun kasi ayoko mag-show ng masyado maraming personality. Bibigyan kita ng maraming ungol pero hindi personality.
Sa ungol ako babawi.
Oo, wag na lang personality. Ungol na lang.
Oo. Mahirap din yun, no? Kasi parang if you're too open or you're considering nga yung ano ba yung sinabi niya, yung number two, na you need to consider the others, do not undermine the feelings of your other partners. Mahirap din kasi yung parang you're too involved when ang habol mo lang naman is yung enjoyment.
Gratification
at all, di ba? Not hindi naman sa you're not being gratified by your partner, pero iba rin kasi yung gratification ng sa ibang tao. Yun. So kasi parang yun nga lang ang premise mo, so might as well just don't involve yourself in too many things to avoid more complications. Complicated na nga eh. Parang
parang gusto ko kasi i-define talaga na magkaiba yung sex mo with your partner and with a different person. Na parang na kapag you're with your partner, masaya ka being vanilla.
Parang di ba sabi, but you make love with your partner, you fuck with your...
Exactly!
Fuck with diba? Your other person.
Arguably sa amin sa boys sa PVD Connect space, feeling ko isa ako sa pinaka kinky. So feeling ko
Lisa Dalila, parang feeling ko ikaw lang naman din.
Hindi, hindi. Or meron pang mga sino? Feeling ko dalawa.
Sino? Oo.
Feeling ko na-interview mo na siya.
Si Torment.
Ilang pangalan pa lang, di ba? Torment.
Parang feeling ko nga, totoo naman. Joke lang. And change. Oh, yun ang katawa. Right, eto na yung sinasabi na set boundaries and limitations, which is the rule number 3. Sabi niya, this is important both for the partners in the primary relationship, which is means kayong dalawa nung ano, partner mo, and the other partners you have. So sexual boundaries, set sexual boundaries, set emotional boundaries, be specific, like do you have oral sex, do you role play, is BDSM something you're going to be into, is it okay to perform and indulge in sexual acts that you do not do with your primary partner?
Hmm.
Or no, that, also, do you do everything?
Ngayon, I do everything na. hindi. Ngayon, parang di na kami nagbigay ng limit sa isa't isa ngayon. Feeling ko. But initially talaga, ang dami naming limits eh. Like, we don't kiss with others. What else? You know, ang limit ay nothing with na magli-leave ng any marks or anything permanent damage.
Yeah, okay.
It has to be safe sex para mga ganong bagay. Tapos ngayon, meron na kasing, di ba, may mga bago like prep and everything else. And then, mas nag-explore na kami. Well, I in particular, mas nag-explore ng mga bagong thing. So, I guess, nabawasan yung limits.
Mm.
And yung ano, yung limits na, meron ka nalang self-imposed na limits, I guess. Na parang, as much as possible, hindi ako dapat ma-fall. Pero may contingency doon eh. Paano pag na-fall?
Oo nga, paano pag na-fall?
Paano pag na-fall? Oh yan, babalik tayo dun sa rule that you have to be honest. Babalik tayo dun sa ano, okay. The rule that you have to be honest. Parang, shit, naka-fall ka na yata.
Uh-huh.
And ano ah, minsan kasi yung partner mo, you'll realize, siya yung na-fall, tapos hindi siya self-aware. Oo, kasi minsan kailangan niya akong tanungin, fall ka na ba? And I had to do it for him also. Minsan may ganun eh, may level na kailangan yung i-remind ng isa't isa. Or kailangan yung bigyan ng ano, ng different perspective from based on your observation. Kasi technically, kayo yung pinaka nakakilala sa isa't isa.
Mm-hmm.
Kung yung tingin niya, yung frequency ng pagkikwento, yung mata at joy niya pag kinikwento niya yung last niya na encounter.
Uh-huh.
And that's something used to be yours or still yours but similar to yours. Mm-hmm. Parang gano'n. Mga pag napansin mo yon when they're talking about someone else, ayan, you have to be honest about it. Kasi hindi totoo yung sinasabi nila na kapag nasa
field mo. Malakas yung pagiging sensitive mo sa mga bagay-bagay.
Observant ako. Observant ako sobra. Ano, in any, actually weird to, feeling ko nga parang borderline intrusive na. Na, ano, anyone na nakakausap ko, first encounter, yung first few encounters,
mm-hmm.
Na-observe ko unconsciously yung word syntax, ano yung mannerisms, ano yung mga, paano siya mag-decide,
mm-hmm.
And then I get to predict their next move. Weird yon. Weird yon. Pero yeah, kahit sabihin mga mag-friends sa kibibig ko next phase, ako yung napaperceive na parang nababasa ko yung move ng tao. And you know, I think ganun din sa relationship pagkakilala mo na kasi.
Mm-hmm.
Nababasa mo na ano yung next move niya, paano siya mag-react, anong mararamdaman niya pag ganito yung ginawa mo.
Mm-hmm.
So parang pag
tinanong niya, napo-fall ka na ba? It's actually not you asking na parang, okay, parang ang pagkakaintindi ko, when he asked you, napo-fall ka na ba? Actually, dinidisplay mo lang yung emotions mo sa akin. Actually, ikaw yung nagtatanong sa sarili mo na napo-fall ka na.
Mm-mm. Yeah. And isang ano, kailangan mong i-wrap yun beautifully, yung napo-fall ka na ba? Idaan mo sa okay. Parang oo, parang hindi ano, kasi pag ginanon mo siya minsan parang ano yan, napaka aggressive ng tanong na yan. Di ba? If you will think about it, pag tinanong ka ng partner mo, napapal ka na pa. Ang aggressive nung, ano, nun, eh, nung dating nun. But if you, gawin, itinanong mo siya in a form of you teasing him.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, meron, makikita mo lalo yung kilig niya. Mm-hmm. Maybe naman, ay, oo nga, nakikitan nga siya sa kanya. At parang, tapos, he'll open about the things he like about it. Tapos, ay, consider ko. Parang, oh, okay. Oh, meron kasing ganun nangyari na parang we mutually liked this guy a few years back. Tapos, ayun, naging couple na kami.
Mm-hmm.
For a few months. Tapos, yun. Ay, yun yung nangyayari. Nakakaloka. Pag naging couple kami, tapos, ano, they eventually find, ano, parang nagiging, na eventually nawawala sila sa amin. Tapos, parang, ang nagiging, ang tawag doon, role model nila or yung vision nila of what a relationship should be is us. Parang, ha? Talaga ba? Talaga ka kami yung ano, ginawa mong ideal type of a gay relationship. Kaya daw, in-aspire niyang magkaroon ng relationship na katulad ng sa amin. Hmm. And ngayon, masaya siya. Masaya yung how should I call him ex? Yung ex namin. Oo. Yung, well, siguro, let's call him, ano, baby namin. Yeah, kasi we're still in contact with him. Pumasok pa siya sa ano, sa space nung isang araw, tapos na-shock ako.
When was the last time you played with him?
Ah, that was long time ago. 2012 or 2013.
Eh, hindi pa kayo nag-andin niya, hindi pa siya nag-isip na let's play with them. Yung sa partner niya.
Ay, hindi. Paano ba? Nag-virtuals kami. Virtual? Oo. Yeah. Ang hirap-hirap aminin bigla, no? Na nagdagagano. Pero kasi matagal ko na siyang kilala. So, yun. Nag-ano kami. Nag-zoom.
Nice.
So, maayos naman yung relationship namin. Yeah, hanggang ngayon. Na feeling ko, pag bumalik siya ng Pilipinas, ay mayroong mangyayari.
Oo, nasa ibang bansa ba siya?
I'm sorry?
Nasa ibang bansa siya?
Nasa ibang bansa siya. I'm not sure if Malaysia or Singapore.
Ah, right. Okay. Sabi dun sa ano, yung boundaries, meron nga yung emotional boundaries then apart from the sexual boundaries. But I think you've discussed that already. Meron kayong mga emotional boundaries ng partner mo with regards to having, to an extent of having an open relationship, no?
Yes, dati. I think ngayon, ano eh, while we still define this emotion, ano, na open relationship, this last year, ano, ako ay part ng ano ng honesty na sinabi ko sa kanya, naging open ako na I think I'm polyamorous. Mm-hmm. Na capable ako of feeling emotional, an emotional and more than sexual relationship with another person. Sinabi ko yun sa kanya. Tapos, sa ngayon, while hindi ko sure kung same siya, mm-hmm, kung if he's also capable of doing that, but sinabi ko na sa kanya. Para ano, para in if ever, actually initially sabi niya, parang siya din. Pero I'm not sure kung ngayon ganun pa rin siya. Kasi mm-hmm, ito yung bagong ano addition ng relationship namin na parang, okay, we're changing. Nag-evolve kami as ano individuals. While we're still a couple, we're still individuals pa rin naman. Nag-iba yung natututunan ko, iba yung nararamdaman ko from time to time at nag-grow din ako at nag-grow siya. Hindi ko lang alam kung we're magkasabay kami sa ganong klaseng feeling or ako lang ang polyamorous. Pero, we'll get there. We'll fine-tune. And that's the reason why ako nag-hesitate last year.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Nag-reason bakit ako nag-hesitate na itutuloy na last year. Kasi, ang feeling ko, hindi ko masasagot yung mga tanong mo.
Mm-hmm.
Upfront. Kasi, that part is still blurry for me.
Mm-hmm.
While ako, sa akin, okay na ako. Alam ko na talaga na capable ako.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi ko pa alam ko where he is. Pero ngayon, kasi mas napapag-usapan na namin siya, hindi pa siya sure. Hindi siya sure. We'll just we'll cross the bridge when we get there, and you know, we'll be more definite when he is more definite about it.
Mm.
Nice. And then, wala namang issue. Parang,
parang ganun pa din naman.
Ganun pa din naman. At it's just like, ano, it's just like, wala nga ng bago actually.
Kailangan lang ng formality ng terms, no?
Oo, parang, ano, kailangan ko lang maging open sa kanya just in case maramdaman ko, ma-fall ulit ako.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case na ma-fall ulit ako at hindi siya magulat. Uh-huh. Na gano'n, na na-fall ako.
How do you resolve that na-fall ka? So what's gonna happen?
Pwede na-fall. Wala akong magagawa eh. Naramdaman.
How do you move on from that?
How do I move on? Paano nga ba?
You stop seeing the person? You stop playing with the person?
Nope. Paano ba? Minsan kasi talaga, ano eh. As a Sagittarius, mabilis ako mag-move on. Mabilis din ako magsawa. So, alam yan, pag nagiging familiar na ako sa kanya, siguro doon ko nare-realize na, ay, bakit ako nag-fall sa kanya? Ah, ito lang pala yung reason. Napaka-shallow pala.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, this is not something to pursue. Parang ganun.
Bakit may interchange ba yung feeling na sinasabi na fall or being overwhelmed?
To some people, yes. Kasi talagang blinded kapag nandun ka sa moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you have to be you have to be honest with your partner still. Kasi siya yung magko-call out sa'yo na at magiging, you know, i-real talk ka niya eh. Sasabihin ka niya na parang bibigyan ka niya ng things to reflect on.
Mm-hmm.
Na talaga bang nakafall ka? Or ito ba talaga yung nararamdaman mo? Or at some point it may sound an attack pero babardahin niya yung ano mo eh. Yung kung kanino ka napo-fall. For you to realize, ay oo nga, no? May something about it na blinded lang ako at this moment. Kasi, siya yung apple of the eye ko.
Mm-hmm.
Parang ganon.
Hindi pa ba hindi pa ba dumarating sa point na meron ng breaking point na parang gusto ko nang mamili na eto na lang over him. Hindi ka naman umabot sa ganun. Hindi ka umabot sa ganun.
Hindi ako umabot sa ganun na I'm choosing someone else over him.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, pag ganun, ang closest sa ganun siguro, I'm choosing myself.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi choosing a guy over him. I'm choosing myself. Parang, kung ganun, maybe I'd rather be alone. Parang ganon. May something like that.
Mm.
Meron akong tendency to run away kapag na-overwhelm ako. Pero ako, ibig sabihin, hindi ako, pag nandito pa ako, ibig sabihin, hindi ako overwhelmed. And then, na-fine-tune na namin na kapag overwhelmed ako at nasa running mode ako, kailangan akong habulin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why I'm staying. Kasi hinahabol ako. Pahabol eh, no? Ganda lang. Pahabol.
Maganda naman kasi talaga. Sexy
ganda
pa.
Lang. Feeling ko yan talaga yung feeling kong kailangan mong security in any relationship. Na maramdaman mo na part ka pa nun. Na importante ka pa sa kanya kasi hinahabol ka na ka pa niya.
Hmm.
Na ikaw mismo sumusuko na sa sarili mo. Not just sa relationship, pero sa sarili mo. That's why you're running away. Pero sa siya, kakapit pa siya para sa iyo.
And
yung only to realize na, yun, kakapit na yun.
Iangat ka ulit where you are.
Yeah. Kasi alam niya yung breakdown. Marami akong ganun. Diba, alam mo, I'm such a girl. Minsan in a relationship na parang kailangan lagi akong may validation. Oo, parang...
Hoy, sometimes, wala namang masama pagka gusto natin ng validation, no? We live on validation. Huwag ka tayo magsinungaling.
Oo nga, as a cloud, as ano, a cloud chaser. I live on validation. I live for the applause. Pero totoo, yung unang magdapat mag-compliment nga sa'yo, yung partner mo, diba?
Yeah. Masama kaya ang loob natin pag hindi pag hindi tatanda.
Oo, parang today nag-makeup ako tapos siyang sasabihin niya mukha akong ano, mukha akong cashier sa SM. Kasi masyado daw pink yung blush ko. Di ba parang asan ang compliment doon? Sabi niya maganda daw yung kilay ko.
Hindi pa naman kasi tapos.
Oo. Kailangan daw kasi ganun ako, hindi ako masyadong inaangat. Kailangan may compliment because naniniwala ako that Barda is a love language. Oo, kasi ganun ako, parang pag ano, pag when you receive insults from me, ibig sabihin ano, natutuwa ako sa iyo. Pag nakaka-receive ka ng insult, ay talagang ano yun eh, parang Carino brutal. I mean, ganun ako with my friends.
Ano dalas mong ganyan din sa KBB, insultuhin? Lahat sila.
Lahat sila. Lahat sila nakaka-receive ng insult sa akin. And honestly, talagang kahit sa mga friends ko, pag hindi ko sila sa'yo, pag, doon mo malalaman na ano eh, nagalit ako sa'yo. Sa friends ko. Oh. Kapag hindi kita ini-insulto. Nice. Ibig sabihin, no.
So guys, watch out.
Ako sa process na, tag doon, I'm trying to be indifferent.
Right.
And diba?
Oh, totoo naman din yun. Yung rule number 4 is very self-explanatory. Sabi niya, you have to practice safe sex, use protection. So that's self-explanatory. And number 5, be careful who you hook up with. Is it cool to hook up with one of your partner's classmates from high school? or the boss from the company where your partner worked before? So be careful with this. So open relations do not mean being open to anyone.
Wait lang.
Ay, nag-break ka ng rule. Parang feeling ko.
Wait lang. Hindi. Napaisip ako. Kasi ano, I'm the type of person I use sex as ano, as an arsenal. As part of my tools. So, kung boss niya yun, at para ma-promote siya or ano, to get ahead, I'll have sex with that guy. Oo. Hello, my tools are ano, are part of my arsenal. I use sex to get ahead. Literal head ahead and ahead.
Head and head. To get ahead and ahead. Oh, ano, kaloka ka.
'Di ba? Hindi kasi at saka ano ba? Yung tukod sa high school friend. Wait lang, napaisip ako. Meron ba akong high school friend na gusto kong matikman? Parang wala naman. Ngayon, dati oo. Married na kasi sila. Joke lang.
Ay, nako. Yung number 6, don't underplay jealousy. As the green monster, sabi niya, the green monster that creeps up on us even in the most stable relationships. It's hard enough in a single partner relationship, but when there are multiple bodies and hearts involved, that creeping unhealthy jealousy is bound to come into the picture. And no one of the rules for an open relationship can't be jealous.
Meron akong something about sa jealousy, and that's something na feeling ko. I'm still trying to reflect on it kasi ang tingin ng mga tao pag nasa open relationship, dahil hindi ka dapat
fleeting,
diba? Kasi. I know. And ako kasi, sa akin, kapag hindi na ako nagsiselos, ibig sabihin, hindi ako, wala na akong feeling sa'yo. So, siguro feeling ko, during the act of sex, please don't act on it. Then, kasi part pa rin yun ng part ng honesty eh, na nagselos ka for a while. Part yun nung pagiging ng open communication niya na nagsisetas ka. And that strengthens it. Baka kailangan meron kayong i-fine-tune sa terms niyo, sa relationship niyo. And it's something that you cannot take away from any kind of couple. yung pagsisetas. Ano yung feeling ko, ano siya? Fallacy siya na kapag nasa open relationship ka, hindi na kayo nagsiselos or hindi kayo dapat magsiselos. Mm-hmm. Actually, matakot kayo pag hindi na kayo nagsiselos. Yun yung tingin ko. Matakot kayo pag hindi na kayo nagsiselos. Mm-hmm. Ibig sabihin, hindi na mahal ang isa't isa. And that confirms yung ano, yung theory ng maraming tao na kapag nasa open relationship ka, you're just, nagloloka na lang kayo, hindi nyo talaga mahal ang isa't isa't. Hinihintay nyo lang, placeholder lang yung partner mo para sa bago mong mahal.
Is this the sad rule, part about? Ito bang rule na to, parang pumapasok yun sa ano nga yung sa amin na ni Torment, yung open relationship ka, ano nga yung topic namin na discuss ni Torment? It's all about
FUBU. Fuck buddies.
Kasi di ba parang ganun din, na parang yes, you're not supposed to fall in love, tapos pagka may jealousy na, ganyan-ganyan. Ito ba yung sinasabi niya na yung underplaying jealousy magiging rason para mag-break yung primary partner?
Maaring oo at maaring hindi. But ano, depende sa ano niya kasi talaga yung communication. Pero yes, malakas talaga yung ano niyan.
Ang sabi niya dito. And parang sa inyo lang din kasi, because you've been together for 16 years, you've been doing it for the longest period of time. So parang masyado na nang kilala yung isa't isa. Yes. Na ang feeling mo, ang thinking mo about the jealousy is actually healthy for us, kasi pag hindi ko na naramdaman na nagsiselos ako, there must be a problem.
Pero siguro sa mga bago pa sa ano open relationship, ano, I think ano, maganda siyang gawing ano, magandang maging mindful sila na hindi sila dapat magselos in the few years, I think.
Pag sex lang ha, parang
mm-hmm. Ano siya, I think dapat ano, gradual yung pag-progress niyo at merong siyang learning curve. Mm-hmm. Yung tipong ano, sa early years, ang dami niyo pang rules, ang dami niyo pang kailangan gawin. Hanggang sa unti-unti niyo na nag-breaking sarili niyo rules and you get to fine-tune it with what, ano talaga yung gusto niyo. Hindi siya pa, yung pag-break yung rules, hindi siya panahon para magsumbatan. Panahon siya para matuto. Para i-fine-tune yung ano, yung relationship niyo. Para i-fine-tune yung terms niyo. Yun yung natutunan ko these past years. At yun yung doon nagkakamali karamihan, na ginagawa nilang sumbatan yung part ng ano, nagkakamali yung partner nila. Mm-hmm. Or pareho silang nagkakamali. It's actually an opportunity to learn, I think. So yun. Doon ko siguro natutunan yung ano. Yun yung siguro yung reason kung bakit nagsistrengthen kami instead of like others na parang pagdating nila ng 10th year, wala na sila. Kasi ano eh.
Even a year after.
Yes. Kasi iba kasi ginagawa nilang bala. Again, sa partner nila para makapagsumbat na, oh, ikaw ganito ka, ako ganito lang naman yung ginawa ko. No, it's not like that. Oh, ito yung nagawa mo, ito lang yung nagagawa ko. How can we go about it? Parang, do we have to change anything? Do I have to allow you to do this? I'm also allowed.
Parang mali yung picture na gano'n, na halimbawa tayong dalawa, mag-aaway tayo, ikaw nga, ito lang ang ginagawa mo, ora lang, samantala ako, ora lang, ikaw nga, all the way ang ginagawa mo. Parang wala din naman ata siyang dapat i-qualify or quantify. The fact na pareho kayong, both doing it, regardless kung paano nyo ginagawa nyo pa rin sa ibang tao. Sa something
different expression lang. Ewan ko, kasi meron kasing ano, mga taong pumasok sa open relationship ng maybe katulad namin na hindi naman kami, hindi namin pinag-usapan eh. We're just, you know, playing it by ear.
Mm-hmm.
Doon medyo ano, doon madalas mahirap yun. Kasi hindi, ibig sabihin, hindi nila pinag-usapan initially sa relationship nila yung mga terms, what ifs nila. Meron din namang mga pumasok sa open relationship, pagpasok pa lang nila dahil kilala na nga yung sarili nila.
Mm.
And yung iba din doon sa ganun nag-fail. Kasi hindi mo siguro nag-fail or nag-end sooner. Kasi alam nila kung kailan yung alam yung threshold nila.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, there's nothing wrong about it. I think nasa communication niya talaga. Kung sa tingin niyo hindi na kaya para sa isa't isa, why prolong?
What's the point, no?
What's the point? As in, paano ba? At the very end of the day, kailangan kakampi mo yung partner mo. Di ba? At the very end of the day, kahit closed or open relationship pa yan, kakampi mo siya. Dapat katuwang mo siya. Dapat sabay kayong natututo. Yeah.
Mm.
And if it doesn't happen, what's the point?
Got it. Ang dami kong natutunan, ha? Daming now open yung mind ko into a lot of avenues of thoughts. Ha? Number 7, rule, remind your partners that you love them.
Yes.
Self-explanatory. How do you
annoyingly.
How do you show your partner that you really love him all these years?
Hindi ka, paano ba? Hindi ako raised na very expressive verbally na I love, a person kasi hindi kami ganun magsabihan sa family, sa parents ko. Hindi kami nagsasabihan I love you, ma, I love you. I love my brother and sister, whatever. Pero nung pumasok ako sa relationships, yung sa kanya in particular, doon ako naging expressive eh. Natutunan kong maging expressive. Kailangan, na-realize ko kailangan kong sabihin yan every time and every day. Minsan, annoyingly. And honestly, sobrang annoying akong magsabi nun like random na parang I'm really weird. Minsan, wala lang. Maggagawa lang ako ng drawing or may makuha lang akong, makita lang akong cute ribbon dito sa tabi ko tapos i-wrap ko siya tapos gagawin kong some like of a craft tapos ilalagay ko, gagawin kong pin, lalagay ko sa ulo niya, sabihin ko, I love you. Mukha lang siyang doll sa akin. Parang ganun. Or, so it's weird expressions lang talaga.
Uh-huh.
Kailangan sincere kapag sinabi.
Siya naman, how does he remind you that he loves you?
Pagkain. Pagkain at saka
Grabe, pagkain, considering na hindi ko tumataba. Yeah.
hindi tumataba ako, honestly, magaling lang ako mag-crash diet. nagka-crash diet ako minsan. Pero how do I end? Alam niya na kasi kung paano ako kahit anong inis ko, paano ako palalambutin ulit. And that's usually food. That's the easiest way. Pero pag wala yung favorite ones ko dito sa bahay, kailangan niya akong kausapin. Napaka-argumentative ko kasi. Pag hindi mo inindulge yung yung arguments ko, hindi siya matatapos.
Oh my God!
Kailangan niya inindulge yung At pag talagang, nako, baka mag-run away mode ulit ako. Baka magugulat na lang siya may bumibusi ng grab. Uwi muna ako. I need my space. Ayaw mo ako sabi. Pero yeah, either food or talaga. Kailangan niya ako sabi. Kasi, how do I say this? Mababilis mawala ang attention span ko. Pero pag nag-latch on ako into something, mabagal ako mag-move on. Hindi pong obsessed ako kasi hindi ko nakukuha yung, hindi ko na-express yung gusto kong ma-express. Hindi ko na-satisfy yung brain ko intellectually. Parang ganun. No? Kailangan natin pagbanggain yung philosophy natin today. Hindi ako makakatulog. Mga ganun. Kaya hindi kami...
O papanaginipan ko siya, nakakainis. Papangit lang ako pagising ko.
Oo. Tsaka siguro, meron ding mga days na kontento na ako sa touch.
Mm-hmm.
Na parang, lalo kapag panic mode ako,
mm-hmm.
kailangan ko lang talaga ng, no words. Kailangan niya, kailangan talagang yakapin niya lang ako. Nga ganun ano. Maraming kasing way to express it eh with me. Depende lang talaga kung gano'n ako kagalit or panic ba yung nangyayari sa akin. Maraming ways. Just kilala lang kilala niya na ako. O paano, anong effective sa ganitong klaseng jig today na panic mode? Anong, na hindi natutulog at hindi ko makain for, ano, for 24 to 48 hours dahil nagka-cramming na siya. O tapos mainit na yung ulo niya. Alam niya na eh. Alam niya na na ano, na he expresses it na kailangan niya akong pilitin kumain. Mm-hmm. I mean, weirdly, mukha akong prinsesa. Yan yung, kapag sa work, tawag talaga sa akin princess dahil kay sa partner ko. Kasi nakikita niya lahat ng gamit ko. Siya may bitin. Para ang princess talaga, nagtitagal ng bag ko. Siya ang, halimbawa, I need to retouch kasi hanap pa ka sa camera. Aabot niya sa akin yung makeup ko. At siya bumili ng makeup ko. Mga ganong klase. Tapos, magugulat na lang sila, may lumalapit. Hindi ako nangihingi ng drink, pero may coffee na ako. May inaabot na kagad ng coffee and snack kasi alam nila na, alam niya na na yun yung oras ng kain ko at hindi ko naaalala because my brain is too engaged with something.
Mm-hmm.
Ganun talaga eh. And, yeah, ako, pero feeling ko yung, best expression ng love niya sa akin ay when things get to be really tough at yung tingin ko na sa sarili ko eh nasa losing side at loser na yung tingin ko sa sarili ko.
Mm-hmm.
Kapag ina-atake na ako ng mga tao and yung mayroong conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Siya yung yung tipong time na hindi ko na pinagtatanggol yung sarili ko. Ganong klaseng point na ako na parang siya tatahimik na lang ako.
Mm-hmm.
Siya yung lalaban. And that's, I think that's the best kasi and the best way of him expressing his love to me. Kasi kapag sumuko na ako, alam niyang kailangan siya ng kailangan lumaban sa akin.
Oh. Ang hirap na, parang hindi bihirang makikita sa partner mo yun, eh, pagtatanggol ka. Minsan parang kalimitan sa partner, your battle, that's your own battle, bala ka dyan, pinasok mo yan.
Exactly. And minsan ganun kami. Pero pag alam mo na talagang, actually, ito yung lagi kong sinasabi. Di ba sabi nila dapat walang susuko.
Oo.
Dapat pareho kayong hindi susuko. Actually, hindi. Kapag sumusuko na yung isa, kailangan maging mas strong yung isa. Hmm. Kailangan yung isang hindi sumuko. At least one of you ay hindi dapat mag-give up.
Oh my God.
Kasi sometimes yung pagsuko is just a moment of weakness. And kailangan punan mo ng strength yung weakness ng isa.
Rule number 8, back out if it doesn't work. But I think this doesn't apply for both of you because you've been in a relationship for 16 years. And I don't think darating pa sa in some moment nyo na you or one of you will back out because it's not working anymore. Do you think so?
I won't say no to it. Actually, naniniwala ako dyan. Kasi ako, and siya, pro-divorce kami pareho eh.
Okay.
Pro-divorce kami pareho. While wala pang gay marriage dito sa Philippines, pro-divorce na kami. And I think kapag hindi na nag-work, you should really back out. Mm-hmm. Kailangan nyo mag-usap. This is the end of the line for us. And even for us, kahit sinasabi namin na gano'n, na wala, na moment of fitness, kailangan mong maging patatag para sa partner mo. You really have to be, kailangan alam mo na nyo pareho kapag tapos na.
Mm-hmm.
Na hindi na talaga maayos. Huwag nyo nang pahirapan ang isa't isa. Huwag nyo nang gawing toxic yung relationship niya. Huwag nyo nang paabutin sa mga bagay na hindi nyo na makikita ang isa't isa as a person or as an individual. Kailangan mag-end kayo. Nakikita nyo pa rin yung person. yung isa't isa na na tao, na individual, na kailangan ma-afford pa rin niya yung rights niya, yung freedom niya, yung kasiyahan niya. Kasi what's the point staying kung hindi kayo masaya? Kung hindi kayo nag-grow. Actually, minsan hindi yung saya eh. Yung saya at pag-grow, yun yung importante. Pero kung nagpo-pull kayo together, as in pull down talaga, it's walang ano, walang point. You have, kailangan yung malaman na yun yung end of it. Kaya, weirdly, di ba? Weirdly, nag-open relationship to save it, but at the same time, we're pro-divorce.
Okay, so we've discussed the full 8 rules na sinasabi nila sa open relationship. Now, I wanted to go to series of questions na eto pressing to sa lahat ng tao who probably are not into it, who don't believe it, and goes to someone who made a nasty comment of or insensitive comment of shocks, parang ganyan. Sabi kasi nila, a lot of people were saying na ang open indulging or being in an open relationship is an excuse to cheat. Ano yung take mo?
Ako ang take ko doon, there's only one difference between thinking to fuck another guy than actually doing it. It's both unfaithful. Why not do it with consent? It's not an excuse to cheat, but it's actually maturity. Na may needs yung partner mo na hindi mo maibigay at that time. And that doesn't make you less of a person. Or merong hindi needs eh. Merong gustong matutunan ng partner mo. And hindi ikaw ang makakapagturo dun sa kanya. And that's also maturity, I think. Hindi siya excuse para mag-cheat, but rather isa siyang pagbibigay ng kalayaan. At magbibigay ng kalayaan ay isang form ng pag-ibig.
And I wanted to piggyback on that. Can open relationship save a relationship?
It did save ours. It did save ours. And actually, to be honest, nag-slow down ako nung nag-open relationship kami. Naging less yung frequency ng wanting to have sex with another guy. Parang nagkakaroon lang ako ng ano, ng season. Parang dalawa lang yan. Summer at saka winter. Ganun. Pero pag spring and fall, wala. Hindi, meron akong ganun.
Seasonal?
Oh, pero honestly, ganun ako. May season na parang, no, this is the season for work. I don't want to think. I don't think about sex. Hindi ako sexual. Wala akong nararamdamang sexual at that this phase, this season. Pero pagdating ng winter, dahil malamig, go, go, go! Let's join this group. Ganun.
Pag summer, ayaw ang maraming tao. Pag summer, malapot.
Pero dahil nasa beach tayo, nasa Boracay at Puerto Galera, why not arrange it for a swinger thing? Let's find another couple.
Yes, and swing.
Diba?
Ay, nako. And last question for me. Do you see an end to an open relationship with you and your partner and be exclusive and monogamous?
At last year, sabi ko, yes. Baka. Pero kasi kailangan yun mutual naming decision na mag-end siya. Kung wala siya sa place na yun, hindi siya mag-end. I think depend. Right now, I would say wala. Hindi ko siya nakikita.
But easy. Right now. Break muna tayo. Ha? Wala muna for a year.
Walang ganong kalaking gap, I think. Kasi babalik kami dun sa point na bakit nga ba kami nag-open relationship? it's really to hold on to each other. At bakit mo i-give up yun?
Mm-hmm.
Kasi, ano eh, at the very end of the day, wala siyang ibang, wala ako at wala siyang ibang magiging partner who will work well with him sa maraming bagay.
Mm-hmm.
Who will fight for him, limb to limb, I guess. Yung tipong I and him in different ways will break a lot of rules just to defend each other. Minsan nga may mga morals na akong, yung personal morals and principles na akong i-break para lang ipagtanggol siya.
Mm-hmm. Mga ganong klase. Or then, ano, no? I mean, if you're going to look at it, parang, okay, if this is not going to work anymore for me and him, and we're going to stop, in the future, parang nakikita mo, may makakita pa ba kaya akong tao na may intindihan yung klaseng lifestyle na gusto ko?
When I get there, kukwentuhan kita.
Joke.
Joke lang.
Gusto ko ano na to, forever na to.
Well, lahat tayo ina-aspire doon, but we cannot say forever talaga. Like, you know, diba? Parang isa yun, diba? I don't wanna trigger it, but you know, it happens. May mga friends kami nag-break up na, even yung friends namin na nag-introduce sa amin sa open relationship, nag-break up din sila eh. Oo, pero so, while I was sad, nung in-explain naman nila na mutual yung decision at he, ano, na actually sa kanya ko nakuha yun na yung freeing at pagpapalaya sa partner mo na mahal mo ay pagmamahal pa rin.
Mm-hmm.
And I think ano kailangan isa yun sa mga dapat yung tandaan.
Mm-hmm.
May it be an open relationship or a closed relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Na yung pagpapalaya ay pagmamahal din.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi mo kasi dapat pwedeng sakalin yung really, ano, or hindi mo siya ownership. You're partners, pero hindi ka owner.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya hindi ko gusto yung, ano, yung term na akin. Yung mine.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi, ang, pag tinitingnan ko, yun, pag-aari niya yung sarili niya at pag-aari ko yung sarili ko, and we're just partners in, mm-hmm. and we're partners in encouraging each other to grow.
Mm.
Nawawala yung sense mo ng self. Nawawala yung pagpapahalaga mo sa sarili mo kung ino-own ka ng ibang tao. For me, that's the way it is. So sa iba, parang kinikilig sila, ay ino-own niya ako. Kakahaba ng hair. Pero, ano sa akin, you get to lose, you know, nalulose mo yung sarili mo.
Mm-hmm.
Lose sight of yourself pag ganun yung thinking ko. Mm-hmm. I think, at the end of the day, while you're a couple, you're still individual.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Sa KBB space, meron kayong how do you call that? Yung at the end of the, ano, meron kayong kulot?
Ah, yeah. Pota or pulot or pabaon of the araw.
Pabaon, oo. I've learned so many things today. Number one, open relationship is not for fainted heart. It takes a lot of maturity and self-awareness to be in one. It's a fallacy na ang open relationship is not a relationship that exists. And hearing your story and for you and your partner to be in one for 16 years, that's a testimony that an open relationship is a relationship that exists. It doesn't, hindi nga lang siya ganon sa sinasabi na norm na relationship, but it is a relationship. Ang relationship naman is based dun sa understanding and love ng dalawang tao na nasa relasyon. Hindi sa relasyon na kasama yung taong chumichismis, nagmamarites, or opinion ng iba. Kasi yung relationship is a mutual understanding of both parties. And this on this occasion, is between you and your partner. And
or all parties.
And yes, exactly, all parties. Yan laging dinidefine yung sinasama yan. So maganda yan. And ano, more than anything else, respect. Kasi, ano yun eh, sabi nga, lahat ng bagay hindi para sa atin. And kung hindi mo yun gusto, you just have to respect another person who's into it. Kasi at the end of the day, bakit mo i-invalidate yung nararamdaman nila at yung gusto nila and yung satisfaction nila kung hindi mo yun naiintindihan, just, you know, just don't say anything further. Just give them respect and give it to them kasi yun yung magpapasaya at magpapabuo ng relasyon nila. Whilst others, iba rin yung way to express their love and relationship. So, I am so glad na ano na nakausap kita and you open my mind in a lot of ways kasi ang nakaya ko lang noon was to have someone with a fuck buddy and all, but I've never been into an open relationship. It's not something that I don't understand. It's probably more of like hindi ko lang siya inindulge or inaral or sinapuso or ni-research and all. Nakakatawa nga kasi kanina, last minute yung research. Sabi ko, wait, I'm talking to Jake. I'm talking to, I'm going to discuss a topic na parang wala naman ako masyadong alam. So parang, hoy, meron ka pang oras, magbasa ka naman. Para maintindihan mo, para ma-open mo naman yung sarili mo. Because otherwise, how are you going to talk to him and ask questions kung hindi mo i-open yung mind mo even to read and understand? So, grabe, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ang pabaon ko today, ang pabaon of the hour. May pabaon din ako.
No, wait. Ano? Ang gusto ko, hindi pabaon. Ang gusto kong pabaon mo is for those people who are skeptic or people who look at open relationship differently.
Ako, ang pabaon ko sa mga taong who see open relationships differently is that love is dynamic. There are many and different kinds of love.
Yes, I agree to that.
100%. And, di ba parang to put Scott F. Fitzgerald badly, you know, there are all kinds of different love at, you know, at once, but not the same love at, you know, twice. So kapag naramdaman mo na siya, hold on to it hanggat kaya mo. Ipaglalaban mo siya hanggat kaya mo. And open relationship is just one of many tools or many arrangements and agreements na katulad ng love ay dynamic. Hindi yung una niyong pinag-usapan ay yun na yun. This is a learning tool katulad ng relationship niyo at tulad ng pagmamahal niyo. Dahil sa pagmamahal, merong pagtuto, may paglaki, may paglago. Kung hindi kayo natututo, hindi lumalago ang pagmamahal.
Wow.
Yan ang aking pabaon.
Thank you very much, Jake. And since you have a colorful life, the title of my podcast is The Rainbow Channel. So if I'm going to ask you to pick a color or colors of the rainbow, what color or colors of the rainbow that describes you or your life?
My life right now, red. Siya ang una mong makikita. Hindi siya magbe-fade. Unang-una mong makikita yung red. At saka, sobrang pusok. Talagang, I'm a risk taker. Ang life ko is made of a lot of risk. Kasi doon ako natututo eh, sa taking risk. Kapag hindi ako nag-take ng risk, stagnant ako.
Well, with that, Jay, thank you so much for doing this. And I hope you had fun. I had so much fun, grabe.
Ako din. Ay, sabi ko, bakit ko din late to? Pero, you know, hindi ko siya pag-iisipan ng, i-overthink na bakit ko siya din late because this is really the perfect timing to talk about it.
Huy, thank you. Thank you talaga. Thank you. Maraming
salamat. Marami salamat din. Good night. And good morning. Afternoon yata dyan.
Afternoon.
Yan. Good afternoon. Ayun.
Bye, Jay.
Bye.
Care.
Ingat.
Open relationships are the perfect solution for people who feel that they want something more or something different from their monogamous relationship. Some people are not fully satisfied in monogamous relationships and instead need the emotional or physical intimacy of more than one person to feel complete. But this is not for everyone. If you do not conform with such relationship, it's fine, but let's not judge those who are into this kind of lifestyle. Respect individuality and amalgamate that with empathy. Well, another interesting episode has ended. I hope you learned from it. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I did. Good luck to you, Jake, and to your partner. And I hope you're going to share this podcast to your family and friends. And please do not forget to hit that follow button and the notification bell so that you'll be notified with the next episode of my podcast. And my podcast is streaming on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and other podcast platform. And yeah, please, if you can, give my podcast a 5-star so that a lot of people will be able to listen to my podcast. Well, till next time, everybody, this is Tony Pulines reminding each and every one of you that we are all beautiful like every colors of the rainbow. Till next time, everybody, God bless. Mwah. Bye, everybody. Bye.